Chapter 35. The arrow sailed true to its mark, smacking into the temple. My blood coursed through my veins with new energy. Explosive action. That's what I liked. The lizard men on top went flying up in the air with a shower of rock before crashing to the ground. I don't know if that killed them, but it wouldn't hurt my feelings if it did. The lizard men at the gate stood gaping at the hole in the temple wall, waiting, uncertain. Still hidden from sight, I knocked another arrow, waiting. One, two, three. Lizard men poured from the gate, and even more of the reptilian heads popped up over the wall again.
I knew it!
I let another arrow fly. It juttered at the feet of the lizard man at the gate, drawing grunts and cries. I stepped into the clear and waved at them as they raised their weapons at me.
Wait for it, snake face!
I yelled. A half dozen lizard men filled the sky with green. A crossbow bolt zinged past my head. Knocking another arrow, I charged the gate. Three reptilian faces peeked over the wall, crossbows pointed at my chest. The crossbows rocked into action as I tried to dodge. A bolt skipped off my chest plate as I let another arrow fly. Shards of rock flew everywhere. The top of the wall where the lizard men stood was a smoking ruin. As I scrambled over the rubble and through the smoky hole, I heard the lizard men hissing and moaning nearby. I put a normal arrow in my teeth and loaded another in my bow. I aimed through the dust and smoke. I caught one in the thigh, another in the shoulder. Their loud hisses caused another alarm. I let my other senses guide me through the ruins and dust as another throng of lizard men came on. I didn't care. I had plenty of arrows. Hisses and smoke were all I heard, and the lizard men weren't going anywhere without severe limps. Locating one, I kicked a crossbow out of his hands, wrapped my dragon arm around its neck, and squeezed.
Where are the dragons?
Lizard men could speak. They just didn't speak much. It shook its head, hissing. I cranked up the pressure.
Where are the dragons?
He pointed his scaly finger as he choked out the word.
There.
Two columns led the way from the courtyard into a narrow tunnel.
How many more?
I demanded.
Many clerics. No more lizard.
It started as a shadow fell over me. I jerked away. Something clipped the back of my head, drawing spots in my eyes. It was a lizard man. A big one with brawny arms and shoulders. It reminded me of Tormac, but with scales, and not as ugly. It swung its club into my shoulder, almost breaking my arm as I dove to the ground. I rolled onto my back, pushed off, and landed on my feet, ripping Fang from its sheath. The bullish lizard man charged, club high, swinging down. Fang sheared its club in two. The slits inside the lizard man's skull widened as it stared at what was left of its club. Shielding its eyes from Fang's glow, it backed away.
Run,
I said.
Or die,
I warned.
It matters not to me.
Tongue flicking from its mouth, it eyed me and my sword. Poised to strike, I took another step forward. It turned, ran towards the gate, and was gone, leaving me alone with a bunch of groaning lizards. It took everything I had not to kill that big lizard man, and if he had attacked, I'm not sure I could have held back. I had enough of clerics, lizard men, dragon poachers, orcs, the whole lot of them.
You should follow your comrade if you know what's good for you,
I said, as I headed for the entrance, waggling my sword under the nose of one lizard man as I passed.
You better not be here when I come back, or I'll slice every bit of lizard from your skin.
Hissing and crawling, they slowly made their way towards what was left of the entrance.
Good. Still,
My anger rose as I made my way inside the tunnel. I told myself it was the heat of battle, but I'd love to battle. I just had to exercise control.
Just free the dragons, Nath,
I said to myself. Knock all those clerics out if you have to. Into the darkness I went, following a stone corridor where no torches were lit. My keen eyes could barely make out the faint lines of the corridor I traveled, but I could smell them. The men, the sweat, the evil, and something else. Be ready, Fang, I whispered. His razor-sharp edge hummed in reply, flaring once, then winking out. The air was still, quiet like a tomb of the dead. Using caution, I planted one foot after the other until I found myself at a crossroads. Three tunnels opened like mouths. There was no telling how far this temple went back into the mountain.
What do you think, Fang?
The cold steel didn't sing.
Thanks.
Peering down the middle tunnel, I inhaled. Decay. Men. Incense. And dragons. If I got close enough, I could smell their blood. A little light would be nice. Besides, I'm sure they know I'm coming. Unless, of course, they are deaf acolytes. Fang's hum added a soft white light.
Thanks,
I said, making my way down the middle tunnel. That's what Brenwar would have done, I figured.
Take the direct approach,
I said, in my best Brenwar voice. Ancient markings, carvings and paintings, long worn and faded, lined the walls. It was hard to tell what race of people lived here so long ago, because it was another ancient language I did not recognize. A door greeted me at the end, or at least what was left of one. I heard something on the other side and pressed my ear along the door. Beautiful humming or singing grabbed me by the ears and pulled me through. It was wonderful, sweet, and melodious as a waterfall of honey, removing all the anger and pain from my body. Fearless and carefree, I went forward, a smile stretching across my face, ignoring Fang throbbing in my hand.
It's all right, friend,
I said, sliding him into his sheath. Drunk with elation, I hummed and twirled my way down the ancient corridor. Its pictures and traces now colorful. Vibrant and real. I hadn't felt this way in years.
Oh, I laughed. 100 laughs in one, following the music. Oh, dragons, I half sang, half said. Where are you, little dragons?
Come and play with your brother. You cannot hide from me. The warm glow of fire was in the distance, and my compulsion drove me onward. Up there must be the most wonderful place in all of Nalzimbor.
The dragons,
I thought, as I drifted forward.
They aren't prisoners at all, but instead the luckiest dragons in the world.
And somewhere they were being sung to by the most beautiful woman in the world. I couldn't wait to see her as I passed from one room to the other. There she was, simply captivating.
My, you are so beautiful.